Grace Church, and obviously we're kind of losing track of things. We forgot the wise men should have come up to the creche today, and so they have now been placed there, and all is right with the world. Every year, I seem to be moved to look at the gospel in a different way. Sorry. But generally, I have always been drawn to the possibility of all mankind worshiping Jesus. Of course, I recognized what a great thing had come to pass with Jesus' birth, but the 12 days of Christmas were capped off with the arrival of foreigners. So this year, I'm feeling a very different emotion. And my focus is in a very different place. And I guess that I need to confess that I'm looking at the darker parts of the story. On the darker side, we have to deal with Herod, a king with such shaky self-confidence that he would panic at the news that foreign dignitaries were passing through his land asking about the birth of a new king of the Jews. He was so frightened that he sent people out to find the foreigners and bring them to him. He was so insecure that he was terrified that a newborn child could be a competitor for him. He had the backing of the whole Roman Empire, yet he schemed to find information so that he could eliminate the threat. He wined and dined the Magi and pretended that he wanted to know where they find the baby so that he also could go worship him himself. According to the gospel, Herod wasn't the only one scared to death. The gospel says all of Jerusalem was also frightened. Well, all of Jerusalem obviously didn't mean all of the people. It meant the priests and scribes. In other words, the powerful people. The ones in control who were afraid of anyone who might challenge their power. Also in this story, we have the Magi. It's not an accident that the word which names them is closely related to magician. They were mysterious. They were not astronomers, and they were quite unusual in the country to which they had traveled following a star. Astrology, which is probably the closest thing to describe their profession, was something that was totally forbidden for Jews. Yet that's who these men were, exotic foreigners who wandered around following stars and looking for astrological signs. Typically, we think of the wise men as sages, scholars, or magi, who were tuned into the cosmic actions and signs of the stars. But there didn't seem to be anything particularly religious about their coming to see the baby Jesus. They pay homage to the baby and Mary and Joseph as they would to any new force in the world. Some people believe that the Magi represent Gentiles, and in some ways that's true. Any non-Jewish person was considered a Gentile. But I prefer to think that they represented all the people of the earth. In my mind, they brought with them all nations, all religions, all ethnicities, all the world. So how could they have thought that this new baby was to be the king of the Jews? When we think of kings, they must have lands they control, people over whom they rule, and they need things like palaces, soldiers, weapons, money, prestige, and the ability to reward and punish. This baby had none of those things, and his family was, as we will soon learn in the Gospels, just one frightening step ahead of the law. The birth of the child caused the powerful to quake. The Jewish powerful feared him, even though days before they would have been reading the words of the prophet Micah and yearning for the one who would come to be the shepherd king of Israel. The thought that someone was coming to upset the political and religious power structure meant that they themselves might not continue to rule. And so they reacted with great fear. So the visit of the Magi caused a disruption on earth. And for some, Jesus became enemy number one. Traditionally, the massacre of the Holy Innocents is remembered on December 28th. That is the day that we remember the tragic overreaction of Herod when he realized that the Magi had betrayed him. He had no idea where the new baby king was. So in his wrath, he ordered the killing of all male babies under the age of two in the area of Bethlehem. Who would do that? It's certainly horrible and hardly the thing to think about during the holidays. But I think it's important to understand that our own story did not begin with only sweetness and light. Jesus' family barely escaped those who had instantly become mortal enemies. Herod missed him that time, as did the religious leaders. And Jesus survived to become the opposite of what they all feared. Jesus never became a king who ruled over a country. He didn't become a religious leader who tore the people away from the Jewish religion. His actions fit his words that the first would be last and the last would be first. The master would be the servant of all. Nevertheless, the violent end of the story of Jesus' eventual death was set in motion by the Magi, who wanted only to come welcome him and offer their gifts as they would to any dignitary. They inadvertently began the clash between God's Son and those who used power for evil purposes. We have all been through the cycle of the seasons of our church year, so we know that in the end, it comes full circle. Herod and the religious powerful think they have finally put an end to Jesus, King of the Jews, as Pilate has him nailed to the cross and sarcastically puts that title over his head. But we know better. We know that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the Magi surely were in touch with forces that were greater than Herod or anybody else on earth, and were right to see the Magi as early representatives of all mankind who have come to understand that Jesus is not merely a new earthly king, but the Son of God. We may all of us think of ourselves as sort of modern day magi who are constantly looking for signs from God. But the reality is that God has been sending us signs from the beginning of time. From the beauty of the stars at night to the awesome majesty of the earth and the breathtaking power of the oceans, there have always been signs. But the most unexpected sign that God sent to us was his own beloved Son. He arrived as a small baby and lived and finally died in a way that showed us everything we need to know about God and his intentions for creation. Humanity is made in God's image, as was Jesus, and we can strive to live in the likeness of this God-man of peace and compassion. So come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen.